Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Well, President, quote-unquote, Joe Biden has made a statement about his administration, and I want you to listen to what he says. Here we go.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Okay? You got that? More than half of the women in his administration are women. All right? So he doesn't want to hear any of this gobbledygook from you people, because half of the women in his administration are women. All right? I don't know. You might want to check about that. Might want to check on that, Joe. You might be wrong about those numbers. In fact, I just read today that up in Rhode Island, kind of keep a track on Rhode Island because that's where my wife is from, and we visit there as often as we can. And my mother-in-law lives there. There is the leader of the Democrat Women's Caucus in Rhode Island. The leader of the Democrat Women's Caucus is not a woman. No, it's a man pretending to be a woman. So it's everywhere. It is literally everywhere. There are two things. There's something you cannot do. You cannot push this transgender agenda and support women at the same time. You just can't do it. Sorry. You cannot say that you are pro-woman and also allow men who identify as women to compete against them. Those two things are mutually exclusive and cannot coexist. Period. But yet they're trying their best. They are trying their best every single day to make sure that that happens. They're making this stuff up. You know it. They want you to go along with their little ruse, their little kabuki theater that they're putting on. And you're the one that has a problem. If you speak up about it, you are the one with the problem. Not them. It's completely normal for them. You've got the problem. In fact, some female athletes that were praised yesterday on Girls and Women's in Sports Day. This is Riley Gaines talking about how the NCAA treated her when she didn't want to share a locker room with Leah Thomas.
In addition to being forced to give up our awards, our titles, and our opportunities, the NCAA forced female swimmers to share a locker room with Thomas, a 6'4", 22-year-old male who was fully intact with male genitalia. Let me be clear. We were not forewarned. We were not asked for our consent, and we did not give our consent. If nothing else, I hope you can truly see how this is a violation of our privacy, and how some of us have felt uncomfortable, awkward, embarrassed, and even traumatized by this experience. I know I don't speak for everyone. It's impossible to speak for everyone, but I can attest to the tears that were shed on that pool deck by these poor 9th and 17th place finishers who missed out on being named an All-American by one place. And I can attest to the extreme discomfort in the locker room when you turn around and there is a male watching you undress while exposing himself. I can attest to the anger and frustration from these girls who had worked so hard and sacrificed so much to get to this point.
That's right. Good for you, Riley Gaines. That is a courageous woman, a real woman, showing real courage, not fake courage, that these people that are masquerading around as women are showing.
Oh, you're so brave. Oh, you're so brave. Look at you. Are those man parts? It doesn't matter. You're so brave. Look at you. Got a little... But that doesn't matter. It's your courage that I admire.
They're ridiculous. But again, if you speak out about it, hey, you've got the problem. You're the weird one. And I agree with this text 100% from 648. All females should refuse to participate in this sham. Just think about this. Now, I know these women, they want to go on and they want to excel in their sports. I understand that. I completely understand that. But there's going to come a time where the women of this country are going to have to go, nope, no more. Not going to do it. We're not going to show up at your track meet. We're not going to show up at your swim meet. We're not going to show up at whatever athletic endeavor that you are putting on if you allow men to compete as women. And then, NCAA, let's see. Let's see how much money you rake in. Let's see how many ticket sales you have. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. I mean, hell, we had the Protecting Women in Sports Act here in South Carolina. Do you know, and again, this goes back to what's going on with our House of Representatives and our Senate. Do you know how much trouble we had with that bill? I can't even remember if they passed it. I really can't. This should be an absolute no-brainer. And I was very disappointed in Kristi Noem because it was last summer, I believe, when they were talking about a bill that would protect women in sports. And she, may have been a little longer than last summer, but she kind of balked at it because she thought they would lose NCAA tournaments. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares if we don't have an NCAA tournament in South Carolina? Who cares? You want to talk about doing something for the overall greater good? Refuse to participate. Refuse to buy the ticket. Refuse to show up at events where men are participating as women. That's the only way it's going to resolve itself. The only way. Charlie, I believe that China and our leftist leaders are pushing this trans crap to ruin our young people and weaken our country even more. You might be right, 951. Because if you think about it, that's a heck of a way to do it. Charlie, you're 100% correct. Real females need to fix this, and they can. Refuse to play. Yep. Charlie, don't sleep with the devil for money. That's exactly what they're doing. Sleeping with the devil for the almighty dollar. Oh, we're going to lose tax revenue. Oh, we're going to lose hotel and motel tax revenue. Who cares? Who cares? Take the loss. Take the loss. Don't allow this BS to continue. It will stop quickly if you do that. Charlie, how many women are identifying as men and playing in the NBA? Dave Chappelle did a bit, and he said that LeBron James was going to identify as a woman and play in the WNBA. Well, he will score 780 points a game. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WRD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Del Tura Country Club, North Fort Myers, Florida. Looks like a lovely, lovely place. It really, really does. Let me just get a couple, a little more information about this. Take a look at the course here. Let's take a look at the scorecard. How long is this course? Just want to do this. Looks like playing from the... Playing from the blues, about 2,000 yards aside. I would play from the white about 1,728. But, Tim, there was some folks playing golf down at Del Tura Country Club in North Fort Myers, Florida. Okay. And they just finished up right on the ninth green, or right there on the ninth hole. But they couldn't putt until they did something first. What do you think that was? What did these golfers at Del Tura Country Club down in Florida have to do before they could putt on the ninth green?
Praise Biden.
not praise Biden. That's strike one. What do you think it was? What do you think it was? You'll never get this, by the way. Just let your mind go. Just free your mind. What would be the craziest thing that you could imagine they would have to do before they putt it out?
Fight off the Gators.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good guess. That's a pretty good guess. That's right.
Hey, my uncle's seen
no, it
Gators
wasn't right. I mean, I don't mean it's right. I mean, that was a good guess. What they really had to do was push the plane out of the way.
What? That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's insane.
Golfers down at Del Tura Country Club in Florida, they were finishing up on the, finishing up the hole on the ninth green, when all of a sudden, here comes a small airplane. Plane came out of nowhere, landed gracefully on the golf course, happened just before noon at Del Tura Golf and Country Club in North Myers, Florida. He said, I'm playing. Well, this guy, David Keller, said, I golf and I to see a plane at the end of a hole. Now, I guess he was probably under par. He said, it's not quite a hole in one, but if you ask Dick Rose, he'll give his pilot a birdie any day for landing anywhere but in his living room. He did a great job landing it, they say. Good thing I live on the ninth west, so he missed my house. The pilot was, it was a single engine Piper PA-28R. It was only one person on board during this emergency landing. Everybody at the Del Tura neighborhood came out to take a look. So they said, we're finishing the ninth hole, ninth Norse, another course we played. And all of a sudden they hear an airplane coming in. They see it's very, very low. And the next thing you know, the thing lands on the green. So being the true golfers that these guys are, they got to finish the hole. It doesn't matter. Got to play it where it lies. So they asked the pilot if they could help push the push the plane off the green so they could hole out and continue playing.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. But this isn't the first time that a plane has come down in the Del Tura community. It was back in 86. It was a fiery plane crash there and damaged one of the houses. How about that? All survived, though. Interesting. That's true golfers right there. They'll say, listen, hey, you okay?
You all right? You're fine. You're all right. You sure you're okay? All right. Well, we're going to have to move this plane off the green because I got a little money on this hole and I got a 5-foot putt for par. And if I miss this, I'm not paying this guy $5. So that's true golfers right there. Pretty darn funny. All right, GS Plumbing Talk Line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I have never had anything weird like that happen playing golf. The weirdest thing that I ever had, it was a cloudy day. It was a cloudy day, and we were on the tee box, and a bolt of lightning. Now, we hadn't had any lightning warnings. There was no lightning horn. The lightning activator did not sound or anything like that. This lightning bolt hit the tree that was about 30 feet away from me, and we got showered with pine tree bark. And luckily, nobody got hurt, but it was the closest I'd ever been to, well, I'd say the second closest I'd ever been to being struck by lightning. Second closest. First closest was my car actually got hit by lightning. I had a Nissan Maxima, and I was in Augusta, and I was going down Bobby Jones, and all of a sudden, it got really bright and really loud. And I was like, oh, I mean, it was blinding. It was so bright. So I look up, you know, after, you know, my eyes readjust and my dashboard is smoking and I've got no radio. I've got no air conditioning. Practically all of the fuses in the car were blown out, but I replaced those and everything but the radio and the air conditioning worked. I did have to replace the front headlights about every 6 months because the electric system was never quite good enough. But never have I ever seen a plane on a golf course. There you go. Charlie, third time's a charm. Yep, there you go. Charlie, GS Plumbing Talk Line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Charlie, you are the man. The nation needs to hear you. Go big. From your keyboard to God's ears, 071. Thank you for that. All right, what else we got going on today? Oh, my gosh. Oh, the Tyre Nichols case. Remember this? The 5 African-American cops who were accused of beating Tyre Nichols to death because it was police brutality? And remember how they were saying this is just another example of over-policing in our communities? There may have been something more to that. There may have been something a lot more than that. Let's go to Kevin in Greer, or Kev in Greer. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. What's up?
I was going through Indiana, and a plane landed on the highway.
Really?
Right before the, right by the rest area. It was a small plane like that one. And they had the cops were there. They had to push him in the rest area to get him off the road.
In the rest area.
It was crazy.
Where did you see it land?
Yeah, yeah. He actually clipped a light pole.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
The light pole over top of the highway.
Yeah.
He just clipped that and then knocked it over, and he landed just past the rest area, like a couple of feet. And they had to push him back into the rest area to get him off the highway.
That is crazy. I bet that pilot needed to use the rest area when he was done, because
I'm sure he did. It was wild. I seen him coming down. I said, surely he ain't going to land on the highway. He sure did.
That's amazing.
Because he didn't have nowhere else to go.
That's right.
It was in the field.
Well, that's,
it was wet. I know you could have crashed there.
Yeah, absolutely. You get bogged down in that.
He put it down just like it was. He was in the airport.
That's perfect. Kev, I appreciate your call. You know, that's why we have the Eisenhower Interstate System, right? A certain amount of all of our highways are perfectly straight so they can be used as airstrips. Now, when I was growing up, I lived in Augusta, and I lived so close to our little municipal airport, Daniel Field. And I would see planes. I never saw a plane crash, but I saw planes coming over the house on fire all the time. And one day they had an air show there. What was the name? I can't remember the name of that air show. Wish I could remember it. But they had Harrier jump jets come in. The British Harrier jump jets. These things flew over the house early one Saturday morning. I thought they were in bed with me. Those were the loudest things. Oh, my goodness. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD. Tim, there is something flying over the sky, or flying in the sky, over Billings, Montana. What do you think it is?
A meteor.
Not a meteor. Nope, not a meteor.
A UFO.
No.
Oh, man.
It is not a UFO.
I was hoping for a UFO.
It's an IFO.
An IFO.
It's an identified. Flying object. The U.S. is, now listen to this. This is crazy. The U.S. is currently monitoring a Chinese spy balloon that has been floating over Montana for the past several days.
It's a spy balloon?
It's a spy balloon.
Well, that's
and we
not
know
good.
About it. We know about it. A Chinese surveillance balloon has been hovering over the northern U.S. for the past few days, according to the Pentagon. They released this, they confirmed this today. Defense officials discussed shooting it out of the sky on Wednesday while it was above Billings, Montana, but decided instead to monitor it closely. In fact, they had called up some F-22 Raptors that were sent from Nellis Air Force Base in southern Nevada, but they did not engage with the object. Now, they told Joe Biden about it, and he was briefed yesterday about, and his opinions included, shooting it out of the sky. He suggested that it should be shot down after it was spotted and reported by civilians in a commercial airline. Wait a minute. You're telling me that this massive, and it is massive apparently, this massive spy balloon came in through the Aleutian Islands, went through Canada, down into Montana, and nobody's noticed it until some folks in a commercial plane reported it? Oh. So Joe Biden said shoot it down, but the Pentagon, they didn't want to do that because they were fearing civilian casualties if the giant balloon, which is the size of three buses, is exploded in the air. The United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental U.S. right now, according to Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Pat Ryder. We continue to track and monitor it closely. For what? What are you doing? Giving them enough time to gather whatever they're looking for? Maybe. Sources told NBC News that there were concerns about possible debris from shooting the balloon out of the sky. ABC News reported it was as big as three buses, and they had and had what they had termed a technology bay. It was floating above Billings, Montana yesterday. The Pentagon said that once it was detected, they acted to prevent sensitive information from being stolen. Once the balloon was detected, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against the collection of sensitive information, they said, without specifying what actions they took. The high-altitude balloon was spotted over Billings, Montana, having flown above the Aleutian Islands, through Canada, and into Montana. The Pentagon said the balloon is still over the U.S., but will not say where. Oh, that's lovely. When are we going to stop treating China like some sort of an ally? When are we going to do that? When are we going to stop treating these guys who are now actively spying on us? Now, we know what's happening. You and I know. I mean, from what I hear, they're trying to hack into our power grid computers about a million times a minute because they can do that. They say, nevertheless, we are taking all necessary steps to protect against foreign intelligence collection of sensitive information. The official said the balloon does not pose a threat to civil aviation because of its altitude. Oh, okay. I gotcha. That's not exactly what we were really worried about. We were worried about all the data collection that it's already been. I mean, come on. When are we going to stop treating China like they're our buddies? When are we going to stop treating China like they're an emerging nation? Do emerging nations have spy balloons that they float over your country? Or no? This one texter says, not texter, on Twitter, what if the Chinese spy balloon has a virus in it or some nanotechnology? Seems like they would have shot it down if this was not a possibility. Instead, they circle it with military planes. So why aren't they shooting it down? I mean, it's a balloon. Wait till it gets over a field. Take a BB gun. Take a pellet gun. Give it about 10 pumps. Pop that sucker. Do it. Wonder what's in it. Wonder what's in it. Nanotechnology. I think we have now seen that a foreign country can indeed take a balloon and fly it into the United States undetected. Think about that. It wasn't reported until some people on an airplane. Somebody from, you know, the window seat on row 7 said, hey, what the heck is that down there? That looked like a big old balloon. What's that thing doing there? So, looks like our defense, we can defend against planes, we can defend against missiles, we can defend against, but balloons, yep, they can come in pretty easily. Oh, that's interesting. Interesting story. Here's what I say. The Pentagon ought to be ashamed of themselves. Here's what else I say. Hey, Canada, where were you on this thing? Did you not pick this up? I just want to take a look at Canada. A map of Canada and track this thing from the Aleutian Islands real quick. Let me see here. Now let's go to here. So if you come in across the Aleutian Islands, where is that? There they are. And you come across Canada. I mean, that's a pretty good clip there. Right? Nobody bothered to say anything when it came across British Columbia, when it came across Alberta, Edmonton and Calgary into Montana. Nobody. Hey, look at that up there. Look at that. It's a big balloon, eh? Hey, you know what it is, eh? Here's what it is. It must be Thanksgiving Day, eh? And that's one of those balloons we've been hearing about all the time, eh? So, Happy New Year, everybody. Let's go drink a beer. And play some hockey. Unbelievable. It really is. Charlie, Japan did that in World War II. You're right. Charlie, we can monitor cell phones to the fact that we are dismayed at how they can monitor cell phones, and yet we can't take down a damn balloon. You're right. I mean, with the Murdaugh trial, I think you found out just exactly how much information your phone actually has about you every single day. So, fighting okayed it. This is all intentional. Get a grip. I have no idea what you're talking about. Charlie, the Pentagon is... Charlie, I guess we're here that thousands and thousands of cattle have died of unknown causes in Montana. Maybe so. Charlie, if you were the governor of Montana, I would scramble a plane from the Air National Guard and take that thing out. Charlie, we're so lost, we are going to pay for it. There you go. Charlie, maybe we can take China seriously when Joe Biden's crime family and others are off the payroll. Maybe so. Charlie, a Crossman 760 BB gun would take care of that balloon. I want me one. Charlie, they should shoot it. They should not shoot it down. What if it's filled with some kind of virus? Well, what do you think is going to happen to it anyway? I don't know. We'll be back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD. This is good. Charlie, Montana needs to let Beth Dutton take care of that Chinese balloon. I bet you, yeah, they don't fly over the Yellowstone. I guarantee you that. It'll rip. Rip would take Rip and Lloyd. You get Rip and Lloyd and Beth and John Dutton on this thing. Forget Jamie. Jamie's probably behind it. But you get those guys on it, and that balloon is coming down, I guarantee you. Charlie from Eggs comments to this. I am so PO'd right now. It's unbelievable. I would have known none of this information had I not been a fan of your show. Damn it, man. Well, that is exactly what we're here for. We're here to give you the information that you might not get from other places. That's what we do. That is the whole reason that we're here. Stories like this one. There is a new video out from Project Veritas, and this guy, Trishan Walker, he was a Pfizer executive that got caught by Project Veritas. I want you to listen to this new video released by Project Veritas. Ladies, particularly, you need to listen up.
Something irregular about their menstrual cycle, so people have to investigate that down the line.
Yeah.
Well, because that is a little concerning. And the vaccine shouldn't be interfering with that, so we don't really
know. It shouldn't?
It shouldn't, no.
But is it?
There's something happening, but we don't know if we're out.
Well, I mean, you're a urologist, so you must understand, like, what's going on with it, right? Like,
well, that's why I understand that it's weird. How we don't find out that, like, there's somehow this mRNA, like, lingers in the body, and then, like, has... Because what it has to be impacting something hormonal stuff. They impact menstrual cycles.
Yeah, or, like, the entire next generation is, like, super fucked up. Could you imagine the scandal? Oh, my God. I mean, I'd take Pfizer off my resume.
What? So now this guy, Justin Tristan Walker, is admitting that there is something irregular about women's menstrual cycles that are going on right now, and Pfizer knows about it. Then he says, so people will have to investigate that down the line. People? What about Pfizer? What about you guys investigating that? He goes on to say that the vaccine shouldn't be interfering with that. So there's something definitely hormonal going on. He said, because it has to be affecting something hormonal to impact the menstrual cycle. He said, could you imagine if this were to, or the entire next generation is super effed up. Could you imagine the scandal? Oh, my God, I would take Pfizer off my resume. So they know, all of this stuff is going on. But now they're admitting it. They're actually admitting that this is happening. Unbelievable. Let's take a listen to a little bit more of this conversation with Jordan Trishan Walker.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing, because you obviously don't want to advertise that you're trying to put out future mutations.
How would the research study be delayed for COVID stuff? Like,
well, not for COVID specifically. So, like, now we're basically focusing on mRNA beyond COVID. So okay. For a lot of our forward-looking research studies, you got to make sure they're on track and things like that.
So what is RNA going to be used for in the future?
Lots of stuff, but I can't tell you, because you can't release
it. Wait, why not? Now, come on. I feel like there's... You know, it's just going to be, like, what, for flu, right?
It'll be for other things, too. There's a whole list of things we're developing it for. Not just for viruses. We're applying it for, like, oncology. Well, I'm less certain about the oncology prospects, but we're doing it for, like, gene editing.
Editing?
The portfolios move beyond, or at least internally, our focus areas move beyond COVID.
Yeah.
Like, now they have, like, a dedicated COVID mRNA team who just keeps handling that.
Right.
And so the company has focused on, like, okay, now where are we going to use this technology in the future? Because that's what we, the rest is coming out now.
So they're going to use it for gene editing? That's what he's talking about? And admitting that women's menstrual cycles are getting messed up because of this vaccine, it's not because of the virus. It's because of the vaccine. And then we found out, like I said earlier today, that we've talked about a couple of times, you know, we got the egg shortages going on out there. Now it looks like the antibodies in egg yolks actually fight not only the COVID virus and the spike proteins, but they also fight the spike proteins that are given to you in the vaccine. Oh, that's lovely. But it's not like the CDC doesn't know about it. The CDC is aware of these debilitating illnesses that are going on. Yes, they know about it. They've admitted that. That's how we know. They know what is going on. Let me tell you something. Future generations, if there are many, are going to look back on this and they are going to say that this could be, and this is my prediction, this is going to be one of the greatest crimes against humanity that was ever willingly accepted. Not just committed, accepted. Because all of these people are just screaming at you to go get your vaccine, go get your vaccine. So, I'm telling you, Charlie, it's genocide by vaccine. Charlie, it seems eggs are good for your body, right? Right? Charlie, the mRNA is in the chicken feed causing no eggs, as in women. Oh, what a great putting two stories together, 980. Could this mRNA be in the chicken feed that is causing eggs not to be laid by chickens? Could this be happening? Think about that for a minute. We've got all these vaccines, we've got all this chicken feed, and all of a sudden people have been giving it to their chickens and they just stop laying. Yes, it was winter, but you should still get some eggs. Some egg farmers even have those full spectrum lights in their hen houses to make sure that the chickens get the light that they need in order to lay eggs. But all of a sudden they just stopped laying. One person said they hadn't had eggs in over a year. Then they went to a local feed and they started feeding that to their chickens. Boom, right off the bat, eggs start being laid. Why are eggs laid? The same way that the menstrual cycle works in women. The egg is produced, well, not produced, because women have all the eggs that they're ever going to have when they're born. But the egg, if it is not fertilized, it is dropped out, and we all know how the menstrual cycle works. Same thing with chickens. Good point. Smart audience. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all have a great night. God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.